This is the kind of conversation I'm trying to avoid. There's a reason this protocol's been around since early sound days, 1932, 33.
I read an article about somebody approaching Fatty Arbuckle without clearance. And Fatty Arbuckle just broke a beer bottle over his head.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've heard a Fatty Arbuckle reference. What, did you just come from Margaret Dumont's house?
Okay.
Lewis.
Lewis, I thought I had the clearance.
It's a system. Yeah. We have a system for a reason.
I'll go through the system.
In a League podcast, Curbcast, season 12, episode 8, The Colostomy Bag. I'm Matt Durson.
Playing Inferno here.
This is like the penultimate episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, if that makes any sense. I think I just made it up.
But yeah, there's probably a word for that too, but I know what you mean. There's only two more left.
There's only two more left. So next week is the penultimate, and the last one I suppose is the ultimate or whatever, but it's the finale.
Ultimate Durson.
Ultimate Durson. That's right. Yeah, we're getting down to the nitty gritty, as they say. And we are building towards this trial still. Like, this is after, I feel like, a couple weeks where it wasn't really touched upon too much, you know. We have a little bit more of like, okay, the trial is a little bit more to that in this episode. This one is,
yeah. Also just kind of like, it is almost a standalone episode, but also like, if you've been playing along like us, making a podcast about it, you know, all the all the little callbacks to the I like right. Gambit and other things that have happened throughout the season.
Right.
But it's almost, it's a pretty good standalone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of the season has been, and I guess a lot of the whole show, the history of the show, it's been kind of like that, you know, like there's like a thread that runs through the whole season, but also some of the episodes are just completely standalone. So, but I like this one a lot. The only thing, I was so happy with Funkhauser last week. He's not in this one, but that's
all right. Oh, yeah.
We have one of my favorite people that I am a huge fan of, Conan O'Brien. So, makes up for it. I love Conan. Love me some Conan.
And Lewis. I mean, you know.
And Lewis. See
Lewis shining.
Yeah, we'll get there. I don't know. I got sad, like, looking at Lewis. I mean, he's so funny, of course. So not that sad, not that kind of sad, because he's really, but I don't know. I'll get there. I have stuff to say when we get to the end. But
well, I just, you know, we did our Lewis tribute, but right. I feel like it was a swan song that we get to see him. He left us this gift, and we get to remember him fondly, like, shortly after he passed. That's kind of like how my attitude toward it is. I love seeing him because I'm like, oh, this is probably one of the last things you did, you know?
Yeah, it was. But I'll speak on it when we get there. But I want to start right at the beginning here. We'll get there. Or LD, he pulls up. He's in a parking garage. He's singing the I don't know the name of that ditty. They like that, da 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 da. He does this a lot. You know?
It's kind of like a circus song.
Yeah. He's singing it. And, you know, he's kind of looking at one of the guys there. So there's a valet. And he just tosses the keys to the valet. The valet catches it. The valet's happy, whatever. It's a perfectly normal exchange. But one of the other there's just a guy. He's a guy. He's wearing this orange sweater. He's kind of a doughy looking guy, but he's funny. But yeah, he gives him kind of the stink eye. And Larry doesn't know why. So he goes in and they're doing a mock trial, basically.
And there was a clip of this that came out like the day of the episode. And I was like, oh, the trial started. And I posted it, and I was like, oh, is it like, are we in trial time now? But I was, we'll find out that it's a mock trial for the Georgia thing.
And Larry is not treating it very seriously. So Sean Hayes is back, Mantle. And he says, try to treat this as if it were the real trial. And he's, because he's like, ah, you know, I was in Georgia. I was supposed to a paid appearance, and I was told to be cordial. I thought I was being cordial, you know, like he brings that all back, as you said, a lot of callbacks, and this was a callback about being
he's
cordial.
Like, oh, I'm on trial for such a a terrible crime, bringing somebody who a lady some water who was online to vote, which is the New York thing. When we
online.
Know the right thing to say is we're in line. Are you right in line? Are you in line? But New Yorkers, they always say, I'm online to get pizza. We're like, are you in this line at CVS? Are you in line? Are you in line at CVS? I'm a Top Saver.
That's right. I am a Top Saver, and that's how I know to say in line. Where does that come from anyway? Why do some people say online and some people say
online? I think
it's
a New York thing. And then it went to the West Coast when all those famous actor people moved to Los Angeles. They stayed online.
I feel like it comes from like England or something though, you know, or something like that. I don't know.
Don't know either.
Yeah. Larry, because he was born in New York, he says online. And so the guy who gave him the stink eye earlier is on the fake jury, the mock jury, and he kind of gives him a look again. And Larry kind of gives him a look. He's kind of like, So he goes, they break, and Sean Hayes' mantle comes up, and, you know, Larry's like, he's like, how do you think it's going? He's like, I don't know. I don't know about this mock jury. One of the guys down there, you know, gave me the stink eye when I tossed the keys. I think he thinks I'm a big shot. Or, you know, I'm not a big shot. He's like, yeah, you don't want to be thought of as a big shot.
He's like, where did you get these jerseys? He's like, my assistant goes around the building and finds them.
Yeah, and I missed that the first time, actually. I missed the first time, but I got that the second time. So it does come up. So then they're just, whatever, they're talking, and he says, I think you should get rid of that guy. He could poison the whole jury. He's like, well, let's just talk about, you know, the real trial. And so then he gets a text. Mantle gets a text. He's like, oh, here's Abe. And he's like, yeah, you know, he's like, oh, we're all worked out, huh? He's like, yeah. Like, what name did you use? He's like, let's keep that, let's keep, you know, work stuff separate. And he's like, okay, well, Larry. But he really wants to know. So he says, what name did you go with? And he's like, yeah, let's keep it separate. He says, but you went with Zekelman, right? He's like, yeah, yeah. So you can tell he really would. He does still agree with Larry. Anyway, he goes to the car. He goes up to the man, to the valet, and he's like, hey, what about the toss? Are you okay with the toss? And he says, yes. The valet is very nice. His name is Rodrigo. He's very, like, jovial. And Larry's like, it's fun, right? This becomes like a theme.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
It's fun to toss. And so he's like, your car is out front. Do you want me to get it? He's like, I'll get it. And he hands him some money as a tip. And it's a very nice exchange there.
Yeah, Larry's trying to absolve himself of feeling guilty about the other guy giving him a stink eye.
Yeah, well, he just wants to make sure, you know, I think he wants a little bit of like just assurance that it's okay to do that. Because Larry obviously feels it's okay, but that other guy didn't like it. Anyway, so he's driving along, and he sees Conan walking his dog, a Dalmatian. And he kind of looks at him. More on that later. We'll get there. So he goes to Jeff's house. There's a couple things here that I want to ask your opinion of, but we'll just get to the... Larry's got one of those bags that you, like, one of those fancy bags that you get when you go to, like, a fancy place. So he got Jeff a salad. And he takes out a sandwich, and he says, I think you're going to be jealous of my sandwich. And Jeff says, like, oh, yeah, I can't have sandwiches. He says, I'm off sandwiches, whatever. So he's eating his salad. Jeff tells him, hey, I'm having back surgery, so I have to be on anesthesia. There's a 3% chance that something bad will happen. If that happens, Susie has power of attorney, but I don't trust her. I mean, can you imagine not trusting your own wife? When they have power of attorney, if something bad happens and you, like, so she has the power to pull the plug, essentially. So he wants Larry to be that guy. He wants Larry to be able to pull the plug if something goes wrong. So they're like, Larry's like, okay, I can do that. He's like, well, so we just got to go fill out some paperwork. And then, like, you know, if Susie finds out, this won't, you know, this would be horrible. He's like, that's okay. My attorney's office is in the same office as Mantle. No one will know. We'll just be going to Mantle. And then, like, Susie walks in just as they're talking about it. And she's like, well, if I find out, it could be trouble. What's trouble or whatever? And I love they make up this story about he, I, like, not, they're not really making it up, but he, Larry says, oh, I lost the mock trial because one juror didn't like the fact that I tossed the keys and whatever. So, like, he uses this is what I used to do when I was like young and dumb. You know what I mean? I would you take like if you're
Change the
making up a
subject.
no, but if you're making up a lie like that, you use a bit of truth. You know what I mean? Like a bit of you don't just pull something out of thin air, right? You're like, oh,
Right.
we were
Some
talking about the
basis in
mock.
fact.
Yeah, exactly. It was a very George Costanza thing. But anyways, then he gets a call from. He says it's from Lewis. Lewis wants him to come because Lewis had he has long COVID, they say. So he lost his sense of smell and he needs LD's nose because he wants to smell a car. He wants to buy a car and he wants to make sure there's not any odors in it. Which I guess is good thinking, right?
Yeah, good thinking, especially if it's an old car like that, you know? And I remember all the cars that I grew up in all smelled like cigarettes because everyone was smoking in them all the time.
Yeah,
My
me
whole
too.
family was smoking.
Me too. So he needs his nose. So Larry says he takes out a big hunk of cheese and he says it's Vonderdonk. I've never heard of this. Have you ever heard of this?
No, I looked it up and
Okay.
it's not really a cheese, but there's a guy
What?
that
It's not a
does
cheese?
no, unless
Oh.
I that they there's a scientist guy that found this element in the intestines of a cow that's made in udders. So it's like this scientist, his name's Vonderdonk, and he found some beneficial uses for kind of a cheese related thing. So I don't know why it's the Vonderdonk cheese, or maybe the two things aren't related, but I kept looking for it and I couldn't find anything except for the scientist named Vonderdonk who has made great leaps in
All
cow udder like science. Seriously.
I see Vonk cheese, but I don't see any Vonder. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe they kind of made it up. Whatever.
Or they
He's
named it after this guy
Yeah,
for some
that's
reason.
probably it. He's like, hey, I don't want this to sit in the car. Can I just leave it here? I'll be back today or tomorrow to pick it up. And Susan says, yeah, put it in the cheese drawer. So that's
Right.
very, you know, that's a very, you know, I feel like cut and dried. I'm going to come back tomorrow or
Absolutely, yeah.
today. Yep.
I'm leaving this here.
Yeah.
And besides, we'll get there, but Jeff's not supposed to be eating sandwiches, so you know he's supposedly not going to eat the cheese.
Well, that's, yeah. All very suspicious, but we'll get there. So the next scene, he and Lewis are in the car. They're talking about, well, he asked him about Conan. And he's like, hey, I saw Conan walking his dog in my neighborhood. And Lewis said, oh, yeah, he moved into that, you know, house, whatever. And he's like, oh, well, I didn't want to say anything. Like, you can't just go up to someone. And he's like, yeah, you know. You need clearance. And he says, can you get me clearance? And Lewis says, yeah, you need Conan clearance? I'll get you Conan clearance.
I'll get you Conan clearance. Give
I
me Conan
love
clearance. I'll get you Conan clearance.
it. I can only imagine that Conan thinks that this is the most hilarious thing in the world, right? Like that anybody would need Conan clearance. I mean, he seems very approachable in, you know, in
Oh,
real life. You know what I mean?
yeah, totally.
Our friend saw him in a restaurant here when he was visiting. And didn't want to go up to him, but sent him like a drink, which he didn't drink. But then he came over to their table and did like 10 minutes.
Yeah,
Like,
yeah.
like he's very nice and approachable. So he must have just read this and just thought it was the most hilarious thing. So, anyways.
And then he has a whole, they have a whole bit. But also, right. You know, it's, I was thinking about this too. Like, there's show Larry and then there's actual Larry.
Yeah.
And Larry was on, obviously, to promote this season, but he was on Going to Run, Needs a Friend and everything.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, like, I was thinking, like, how come Conan, why would show Larry need that clearance? Why doesn't show Larry know Conan already? You know what I mean?
Right. Because show Larry knows Ted Danson. He knows Richard Lewis, obviously. He knows everybody. Of course he must know Conan. I don't know. Maybe you don't know him well enough to.
Yeah, but also, I mean, you know, show Larry doesn't have 20 years of Curb Your Enthusiasm to go on his show and promote.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean? So,
that's true. But show Larry was just, I mean, young Larry was like the biggest show, supposedly, right? Like in the world.
Oh, right. Yeah. But for young Larry, you know, we've got the girl in on Kimmel. So, you know.
Yeah. It's very, yeah. It makes for a great premise. But yeah, it seems a little implausible that Conan wouldn't just be like,
that
oh, hey,
show
Larry.
Yeah. Like Larry David, like, you know, probably like one of his comedy heroes. Like, wow, I love
right.
Yeah.
The creator of Seinfeld. Show Larry is the creator of Seinfeld. So interesting. Anyway, so we get to the destination, and the guy who is selling them the car is Steve Buscemi, but not Steve Buscemi. His name is DiCarlo. But yeah, I was like, oh my God, another one of my favorites in this episode. This right. is amazing. So,
and another one we just, you know, in the feed somewhere, you'll see our Reservoir Dogs
yes.
episode.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a good tie-in.
That's right.
A surprise, a good surprise.
Mr. Pink himself. So yeah, he's trying to sell the car and they're like, you know, oh, he's a booster. You know, he's trying to sell it for more or whatever. And Lewis is sitting in it and he's trying to head, you know, he's trying to like nod to get Larry to come and sit in the car and see if he can smell anything. And Larry finally goes, okay, I'm going to sit in it. And Lewis is like, what are you doing? I've been nodding over here for 10 minutes. He's like, well, that wasn't a nod. You need to. And I love they do this sort of imitation nod. Larry takes a whiff and there is a smell and it's tobacco, just like we said. Because everybody back then smoked in their cars.
It smells like somebody's smoking Chesterfields in here for 20
yeah.
years.
Yeah, it's. Steve Buscemi tries to say, no, it's just old smell. And he's like, no, there's good old smell and bad old smell. Lewis wants a $3,000 smell discount. And Steve Buscemi won't do it. He says, hey, man, I'm already getting fucked. I'm getting divorced. I wouldn't. And but Lewis won't do it. And he won't go down the $3,000. So then LD says, hey, could be worse. You could have a colostomy bag. And Steve Buscemi gives him a dirty look.
Kind of just a classic, yeah, classic
yep.
Steve Buscemi side eye. Did you
yeah.
watch Boardwalk Empire?
No, I never did. Actually.
Oh, man, we were absolutely insane for that show. I mean, I like a gangster 20s, 30s kind of, you know, Agent Carter kind of thing. Like, I love that, like, stuff set in the past back then. That show's really good. He was the star of it. He was the main
I remember.
Gangster
I
bad
it.
Guy. He's really good in it.
Yeah, I mean, I need to watch all these other shows are ending. I need to watch something.
Nucky. His name is Nucky.
Nucky. All right. Did you watch Miracle Workers by any chance? Did you ever watch
I did
that
not.
Show?
I don't even know what that is.
It's a show. Each season was like a completely different. It had the same actors. Steve Buscemi was one of them, but each season was like a different, completely different sort of scenario. Now, the first season, he played God. Anyway, it's pretty funny. And it's got, what's his name? Harry Potter. And
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yes, Daniel Radcliffe, who is also very funny, like surprisingly. Very
yeah,
funny,
he's a good actor.
Yeah.
You should check out the Harry Potter movies.
Maybe.
I'm not. Just teasing.
We had this conversation.
I'm teasing. That was a callback. Unfair to Kirk Cast listeners.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, he gives him that look. Sorry, we go back. They're going to the lawyer's office because they got to sign these papers for Jeff. And Larry sees the juror, who gave him the dirty look, and he is a valet.
Yeah, he's got his little vest on and tie and everything, and
Yeah. So Larry's like, hey, I feel like, you know, and I love it. He says, you looked askance. I love instead of just, I love the word askance. You don't get to use that enough.
yeah, I think you're pronouncing it in a weird way, but you're saying
What
the
way am I
right thing.
pronouncing? Isn't that what he's, isn't that what Larry
Askance.
says?
It's askance.
Askance?
Yeah.
What is
And that's how
askance?
Larry says it. He says askance. That's not
Scone.
a askance. I'm just now I'm just tearing into you for no reason.
Well, I want to pronounce it right.
Askance. It's
Scone.
like when I
A
it's like
scone.
earlier before the show, I said I don't want to do this, but I have to say this word. Equidistant.
Yes, you did say.
Or equidistant. See, maybe, people say things differently. Who am I to judge?
It's not, I can't, I want to try to do
Say it
the
any way you want.
thing. No, I want a sconce. Yeah, I wanted Google to say it for me, but
Like
it's not,
dance. Like
it's because I
askance.
have the headphone thing in, it's not going to work. So, all right, whatever. He gave him the dirty look. And the guy says, the name tag says Victor. And he says, well, there's two kinds of people in the valet world. There's handers and there's tossers. And you're a tosser, which I think is another British thing. Like,
Yeah, that means you're like a wanker.
yeah.
Awesome.
And he's not a fan of tossers. He's like, yeah, it's dangerous. You get hit in the eye. And Larry's
It's a
like, your
safety
whole
issue.
job.
That's what
Yeah,
he's like, it's a safety issue.
safety issue. So he's like, this is your whole thing. Another sort of weird exchange with that. But yeah, Larry does not agree. He's like, that it's fun, he keeps saying. So they go up to sign the papers. Jeff's lawyer has this really nice, he has a really nice pen. And Larry says, oh, I like this pen. And the guy's like, yes, it's very nice. He's like, I really like it. He's like, they're great for
Yeah.
signing. I love he's just they're great for signing. Either he's not picking up on it, or he just does not want to give up this pen. But Larry's like, oh, you know, I bet you have a lot of them. Where can I get a pen like this? Doesn't work.
Yeah, and you like the lawyer you're gonna ask for the yeah, can I have the
Yeah.
pen
Can
back?
I have that? I need that back. Yeah, he takes it back from him. So like they and then they make a few jokes about, you know, pulling the plug. So they go back to Jeff's house and like they're talking about Susie's like, where were you? He's like, oh, we went to see Mantle. You know, and he's like, oh yeah, he gave me some Jeff gave me some good advice. And they were just so they're lying to her again.
Yeah, because she's like, well, this is like a lawyer thing, and you're his
Yeah.
manager. This has nothing to do with his career. And then she goes, she said something that reminded me of my mom and my grandma, because they used to say, oh, look at you, me and my cousin Todd would be fucking like rubbing dirt on our pants or something. They'd be like, look at you two over there,
Yeah, that's
freaking
right.
frack over there.
Frickin'
Did you get
frack.
that? And I feel like that's maybe a New
I
England thing.
did. Yeah. I definitely got it. Yeah. Frickin' frack. And they even I never knew what it meant, but it's apparently two Swedish. Is it Swedish? I think like
Or Swiss.
Swiss. Yeah. Skaters or something like that. Oh, there's something that I skipped really quick, but Jeff and Larry were talking because Jeff found out he gets a text that Steve Buscemi had stomach surgery. So Larry thinks, oh, he did have a colostomy bag. So he made like an off-color joke about it.
Yeah, and they're like walking out of the lawyer's office, and
Yeah.
he's like, oh, I feel bad now. Do I get him a designer colostomy bag? Do they make
Yeah.
like Louis Vuitton
Gucci, yeah, Louis Vuitton.
colostomy
That's right. A Louis,
bags?
I bet they do. That'd be cool. When they're in Jeff's kitchen, he goes to get his cheese out of the fridge, and he's like, "Where's my Vonderdog?" And Susan's like, "Oh, I ate it." It's crazy. That was a
The
big
next
chunk.
day. The
Yeah,
next
it's
day.
the next day. And it was, they ate all that cheese, but whatever. He's like, what are you doing? Like, why? I told you I was coming back for it. She's like, it was in my fridge, and possession is 9/10 of the law. She's so smart. And he's like, what does that mean? Like, but like, that's the biggest load of shit. Like, if I just fell asleep on your couch, you could just go through my pockets and just take whatever it is. She's like, maybe.
And then Jeff comes in and he's like, she ate my cheese. And he's like, oh yeah, I know, I had it. It was good.
Yeah, it was good
and
cheese.
She's like, I made him a melt. I made him a melt.
Yeah, but he's not supposed to have sandwiches. He's
not
what
supposed
the fuck?
To have sandwiches. He can't have a melt. He can't have a grilled cheese.
I feel like they're like lying. Larry is all pissed off, and I love it. She says, possession is 9/10 of the law. He says, what's the other 10th? Fucking Homer, your friends.
Yeah, that was great.
So then he takes the bottle of Palm out of their fridge and says, possession is 9/10 of the law. It's mine now. And he just walks out with it.
And she's like, you're taking my Palm?
Yeah. All right, so he's Larry goes home. He pulls up to his house, and he sees Conan walking his Dalmatian. And he goes, oh, hey, Conan, it's Larry. And he's like, yeah. So he does know Larry. He says, yeah, I know you, Larry. But he still doesn't
have clearance. Yeah, he doesn't know him. But it's not like they're friends or friendly or anything.
Right. But obviously he knows of Larry. Yeah. So he says, yeah, I know you, Larry. And he's like, did Lewis call you? And he's like, no, I didn't talk to Lewis. He's like, oh, well, I guess, yeah. Now Larry, it's funny because like, they basically agree. You know what I mean? Like that you need, but since it's not, he's not, he didn't get clearance. I love Conan says, this is basically an ambush.
Yeah.
But Larry like feels bad. You know, he's like, oh, I can't believe, you know, I can't believe this. So if we had clearance, this would be a much better conversation. Because Conan says like, yeah, I'll try to remember. He's like, if you talk to Lewis, can you just remember? He says, yeah, all right, I'll remember. And Larry's like, nah, you won't. People say that to make people feel better. And Conan's like, yeah, you're right. Like, it's a perfectly normal conversation. But
yeah, he goes, yeah, you're right. If I as soon as I walk away, I'm gonna completely forget about it. And I do it all the time. Yeah.
Right.
And he's like chuckling about it. He's having it. He thinks that it is a funny joke.
Yeah.
And Larry's like, see, these are the kinds of interactions we can be having.
Right. If he had clearance, but he doesn't. But Conan is all like, these are the kind of conversations I'm trying to avoid. Yeah. Because he makes the, as we mentioned off air, yeah, he makes a reference about Larry says, I heard Fatty Arbuckle once, someone approached him without clearance and he broke a beer bottle over his head or something like that.
Yeah. And then, like, wow. That's when Conan says, that's a long time since I've heard someone make a Fatty Arbuckle reference. What did you just come from Margaret Dumont's house, which I explained to you earlier was the female actress in the Marx Brothers. So
yeah,
this is going way back. If you don't know who Fatty Arbuckle is, you definitely don't know who Margaret Dumont is, but maybe you do because a lot of people see Marx Brothers.
I'm a big Marx Brothers fan, but I don't think I knew the name of that actress. So, but yeah, it's such a funny.
That's a thing, classic like, Conan bit too, because he's
right,
only
Conan
like talking about old Hollywood or like old timey presidents and stuff like that.
Yeah, he loves history, yeah, and all that stuff. But yeah, like he says the system has been in place since, you know, like, and this is the reason to avoid conversations like this. So he's like,
yeah,
all right,
like
I'll get clear.
They've established that it's like an actual thing, which in a way, I mean, it's. Even in my experience, it kind of is true. Like, I've worked in places where there's famous people. When you're working, you're told, don't speak unless spoken to. And then if, let's say, Bruce Springsteen, like, you're working there, you're, like, bringing beers around or something. And you're not supposed to, like, stop, put your beers down and be like, oh, Bruce Springsteen. You're supposed to be, like, just play cool and not talk. But if Bruce is like, hey, what are you putting the beers over there? Then you are allowed. You are allowed. You have clearance and you can tell him back. Otherwise you get fired.
Well, yeah, I guess like that's the thing. If you're like famous, like famous people. You know what I mean? Like it's one thing. You know, like obviously, do I need clearance to talk to you? Well, obviously not you, but let's say I don't know who. Like when your friend moved downstairs from us. Like, yeah. You know, I didn't say, oh, let me know if I could talk to him or something like, you know what
right,
I mean? Like
right.
You call
you
him and I'll talk.
In fact, I didn't even get it. I didn't even, I didn't find out till later. So you kind of eschewed.
I guess I did. I jumped the gun on you there, but it's different. Like when you're famous, right. Cause they get approached all the time as it is. And so like,
and then there's the levels of celebrities of like the A list and the B list and the C list. And it's
right.
Like, you know, Larry and Conan, A-list, you know, but
yeah.
But even Lewis probably B-list, you know what I mean?
Yeah, probably, you know, he just basically just stand-up
Dancing,
guy.
A-list, B-list?
I don't know, it's hard to say.
He's an A+.
I think he's an A-list.
B+.
Danson's an A-list. He just did,
but
he's done all those
shows.
Yeah, no,
I mean, yeah.
He's done a lot of TV shows.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Conan's not a movie star.
That's true.
But he's A-list. Anyway, yeah, it's a funny conversation. It's a funny, like, exchange. And Conan, you know, despite the fact that he's not an actor, is pretty funny. So, and he makes a reference to his dog. He's like, oh, you got one of those firehouse dogs. He's like, no, he's never been in a fire.
Like, don't stereotype him.
Yeah. It's like, can you stereotype
a dog?
Yeah, you can stereotype a dog. So, anyway, next scene, Larry is back at Steve Buscemi's or DiCarlo's house, apologizing about the the colostomy bag line. He's like, I didn't know you'd been through so much. And he's like, yeah, well, I've had all these health issues and I'm getting divorced. And apparently he owns a bunch of movie theaters that aren't doing well. So
yeah, because he's like, nobody's going back to the movies.
No one's going back to the movies. So Larry's like, yeah. And Larry clearly does feel bad. This isn't just something he's doing because he feels he should. He actually seems to feel bad for this guy. And then he says, all right, I'll tell you what, I'll buy the car. And he's like, oh, you'll buy the car? And he's like, you know, I can't give you the discount. He's like, all right. Okay. So
the whole thing too is like also just that, like the things that they talk about in the show, like the long COVID, nobody's going back to the movie theater, you know, they're not tropes, but just like make it like seem very like real and in the moment, like,
yeah,
you know, how people, the issues people have to deal with now, you know?
Yeah. Right. No sense of smell, all that stuff. Yeah. The Georgia law and everything. So yeah, Larry's like, I'll buy the car, you know. And I love it. He's like, hey, do you mind driving, following me in my car? So, and he's like, no, I'd rather not.
I'll pay for your Uber back. He's like, no.
Yeah, like he's so, he just, like, you know, Larry thinks he's kind of doing him a favor. You know what I mean? Like, because Lewis wouldn't buy the car. He said he didn't want his wife to get it in the divorce. So Larry's kind of doing him a favor. We don't know how much the car costs, but it's obviously more than $3,000, way more, because Lewis wanted a $3,000 discount. And I love Larry.
It's like a used car, though. You know, maybe it's like $15,000, $20,000. But it's also they're talking about like stuff we would never do. We Venmo each other.
Right.
I'll be honest about that. You can look in our Venmo accounts. You'll see that we sent each other stuff.
Sure.
But there's no way either one of us would like Venmo you 10 grand. Even
right.
if for some reason I bought your car, there would be no way I would be Venmoing you that money. They're just like casually Venmoing like more than even $1,000. It would be like crazy to me.
But yeah. No, me too. But yeah, I guess when you have all that money, it doesn't really matter. But, and I love it. He says something to her like, Yeah. You've been through. I mean, I don't have to go through what you've gone through. And he says, and I love it. Like Steve Buscemi says, we've all got a lot of baggage. Like, another reference, like a bag. I love it. So.
Oh yeah.
And Larry sits in it, and it's the seatbelt doesn't work. And he's like, "Well, this is illegal." He's like, "Not in 1973." Like he's so happy. The next thing, though, Larry drives it. He stops on his way home to get more Vonderdonk.
That's right.
And he gets another one of those fancy bags, puts it in the back seat, drives home, and then Leon wants to check out the car, which is – this is Leon's only appearance in this episode. He says, this is a white man's car.
He's so funny. He's like, did you buy this from Mr. Peanut? You know, the guy with the monocle?
Mr. Peanut.
Then he says, did JFK fuck Marilyn Monroe in one of these cars?
He said it looks presidential. So that's
so good.
So then Lewis pulls up and he's mad. He's like, you son of a bitch, you bought my car. And then he's like, all right, you know, you can buy it from me. I'll tell you, how about that? And he says, well, I want the smell discount. So he gives him
and
the
Larry's
smell.
Like, I didn't get the smell discount. I paid full price.
Yeah. But Lewis is like, you know, he knows about it. So he's like, yeah, I want the smell discount. And he's like, well, all right, fine. You can have it. Just Venmo me. But then he says, like, how's that sound, babe? Or whatever. And Larry's like, are you babing me? Did you just babe me? It slipped out, I think he says, or something like that. It's really funny.
Yeah, it's like it slipped out.
Larry's going back. He's back in his car now, his electric car. And he pulls up back to visit Mantle. And he says, I'm just going to charge this. And the guy says, yeah, okay. And he says, can I toss the keys? And the guy says, yeah, sure. He tosses him the keys. He's like, ah, all right. That was fun, right? And then Victor sees him, though, and he says, tosser. So then Larry's talking to Mantle, and Mantle's going over, like, the jury had some very negative things to say about you. Not cordial came up. Repugnant. I love repugnant. Like, I love Sean Hayes must just be making up all this stuff. It's just, it's brilliant.
No, I like that, especially as like not cordial at all. Like, all those are funny.
And he says, this is Victor, the valet. He's like, no, it's not. So he says, he's an angry man. That he brings up 12 angry men because he thinks one man can sway a jury. He's like, there's only one angry man, and he's sitting across from me, which
yeah.
And then they bring up the cheese, like Mantle. He's like, and Susie told me about that you were mad about the cheese. He's like, yeah, that was my cheese. This is so weird. He says, you have an issue.
Yeah,
with
why
cheese?
Is Susie talking to Mantle? Oh,
I don't know.
She recommend him or something in the first place. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, he says, you have an issue with keys and cheese. And then I guess does he fire him basically? He says, I want a lawyer.
I think so.
I sigh.
I'm going to find a lawyer that agrees with me on the cheese issue. And Mantle's like, I'm trying to represent this like a serious constitutional case here. I'm not here to defend cheese.
Yeah. Right. But Larry just kind of shakes his hand and he's walking out. And then he gets a message.
No,
says,
but then. Then what he does is he like tosses them like some Cheez-Its or something.
Yeah,
I don't know
like
what
a
it was.
Bag. It was like a plastic bag of Cheez-Its or something, or Wheat Thins or something. Yeah. He says, hey, heads up.
Because they had also like talked about the tosser stuff in there. He's like, Mantle's like, valet's job is to take the keys. It's not to have keys thrown at you all day.
I know, that's what he says. Your job is to, you know, people toss keys to you all day long. It's like, that's not their job. So anyways, he goes down and Larry goes down though and he talks to the valet. He says, that was okay, right? Like, you toss it and he hands him the tip and everything and it's all good. Like, that valet seems cool with it, but I don't know if he's just being nice. But then he gets a text. It says, Jeff's documents are being messaged to his house.
Okay, now I have to interrupt here. I saw them signing the document and the lawyer said something like, we'll get these signed and we'll get them to you. Myself, as a former bike courier, but also I know how that this works. I immediately thought, oh my God, they're gonna like deliver those to Jeff's house, but Susie is gonna be the one that gets the paper. I immediately thought that when he was doing the I Like a Gambit. I immediately thought that.
So were they just kind of like too, they were too busy joking about pulling the plug and stuff that they didn't even hear him, I feel like, or they didn't think
No,
about it, or...
they knew, but the lawyer was letting them know.
Right.
We're
So
gonna message
why, I mean,
that over.
they should have covered that. They should have had
They should have
that
maybe said,
covered.
"Can you keep the papers here or something or whatever?" I don't
Yeah.
know.
Or
I don't know
just
why they didn't think of that.
let
They're
him know
idiots.
so Jeff would
Maybe
make
because they're idiots.
sure. Maybe because they're idiots. Yep. I mean, if you knew about it, they should have known about it.
I saw that. Yeah, it's not like a huge prediction, but I was like, that's exactly what's going to happen
Right. I mean,
because that's
something.
how lawyers work. They message
Well,
your stuff to people's houses. I
right.
used to do it.
I mean, yeah, literally every week something blows up in their face, and you knew that this was going to be the thing. But multiple things blow up in his face because he goes out and Victor, the valet, has unplugged his car. And so Larry's like, "Oh, you fucking asshole." Like,
Referencing unplugging, I'm gonna sign some papers to unplug my friend and kill him.
that's right. Pulling the plug. He pulled the plug. And I love it. And he's like, "You tossed, you lost." That was the
Yeah.
line. He tells him. So he's driving home, his car says low, low battery, low battery. And
Four
then,
percent.
yeah.
4%. That's not good.
I don't know anything about electric cars. I don't think I've ever been in one. I might have been in an Uber or something, but I don't know. You know, I've never like zip car or any like had one or anything like that. But maybe I have. I don't know. How quickly do they lose gas power? I mean, I guess we don't know how far he's driving in LA. Everything is far, so
Yeah. I
yeah.
mean, who knows? But it might not even be that far. But you know, when your phone's on 4%, you're starting to panic.
Yeah,
You
that's
know, you're in
true.
your car. Oof.
Yeah, and so it finally dies because he's rushing home. He tries calling Jeff. It's not, you know, Jeff didn't pick up. His car dies right outside Conan's house. He sees Conan in through the window, and instead of going to the door, like, why doesn't he just go to the door?
Conan's sitting there like strumming his
Yeah,
guitar.
he's got his guitar,
It's like
and Larry
play
bangs on
guitar
the
on
window.
TV.
I don't know, he must be psyched, right? So he bangs on the window, and Conan says, "This is completely unauthorized." And he's like, "No, it's an emergency. Can't you just grant me authorization? Emergency authorization?" He says, "There's no such thing." So Conan like reluctantly goes outside, and he and Larry are talking in front of the house, and he's like, and so Jeff, and he's telling her about the whole thing, Jeff and Susie, and he's like, "I don't know any of these people, but you can borrow the car. Let me go get the keys." He says, "By the way, you have something on your glasses." So Conan starts to walk away. Larry's like, "Oh, thank you, thank you." He takes his glasses off to clean them. Conan says, "Oh, the keys are in my pocket." Turns, tosses the keys, and they hit Larry right in the eye, just like everybody
So
said
good.
would happen. It's like
Like a
Christmas
Fatty
Story.
Arbuckle
Yeah.
sketch.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. You know, it's like one of those. So.
And Larry's all pissed because he's like, "Why did you toss? Why
Yeah.
did you toss?" And Conan just goes, "It's fun."
It's fun.
Which is exactly what Larry had been saying
Right.
to all of these guys.
Then we cut to, we're back in Jeff's lawyer's office. They're all using the nice pens, I notice. And Jeff, Larry, and Susie are all signing, assumingly signing back power of attorney to
Yeah,
Susie.
signing it back, yeah.
Yeah. Jeff and Larry both have bandages over their eyes. So I'm assuming that Susie like punched Jeff or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But Larry is obviously from the Keys. So Susie says, "We're done here," which I thought was pretty funny. Meanwhile, Jeff gets a text, another text. I don't know if you happen to notice. I don't know if this is an inside reference or something. This person who's texting him about CB Semi, his name is Jay Hornstock. Is that somebody? Do you have any idea? I
I
wonder who that is.
didn't know that
Yeah, there was like a
there was
name at
even a
the,
name associated with it.
because they showed like a close up of the phone. And anyway, I didn't
I
know. It
think you
might
did
be.
say something earlier, like that Jeff knew somebody that knew DiCarlo. So then maybe they mentioned his name
Right.
then or something,
Yeah, I
but
don't know. I
that's
think
how
it.
he was gonna find out about the colostomy bag or not, which he did.
Yeah. There is a
Kind of.
character on the show Psych, but I never watched that show. But anyway, no, I don't know any Hornstock from Curb lore. But anyway, the text says it was for an ulcer, not stomach surgery, no colostomy bag. So Steve Buscemi didn't even have a colostomy bag after that whole thing. Larry, the next scene, he's on the phone with Lewis and he's telling him like he didn't even have a colostomy bag and all that. And so Larry feels like basically he took him for a ride on the car. But Lewis loves it. And he's like, oh, it's great. I'm driving to meet this woman. I think she might be the one. And Larry says, I can't believe at your advanced age that you still use phrases like the one.
Yeah, that is
And
funny.
I love it. Lewis is like, oh, she's great. She's beautiful. She laughs at my jokes. I love that that was always his thing. Like a comedian to the end. She laughs at my jokes. But I mean, that is a thing. Hey, love a
And
woman that laughs at my
since
jokes.
like the very early episodes of Curb, like Lewis is
Yeah.
always going on a date and trying to find the one,
I
you know.
know a lot of different girlfriends over the years, you know? But he's
Multiple
like,
tits.
yeah, there was the one. Do you remember one of my favorites was when Larry went to buy pants and he was trying them on and the woman was just like watching him try
Oh,
on
yeah.
the So he was like taking his pants off in front of this woman and kind of just like looking at her and she's looking at him. Classic. So, anyways, Lewis pulls up in front of this woman's house. He's got his wonderful new car. He loves it. Meanwhile, before that, Larry, he's making some crack. He's got his crackers out there. He goes to the fridge to get the Vonderdonk, and he remembers he left it in the car. They actually flash
Yeah.
back to him putting
And
the
like
bag. It's,
yesterday, it like
yeah.
so that cheese, whatever kind of cheese it is in the
Yeah, I
back
don't
of
know.
Lewis's car, and maybe it
Yeah.
smells.
Yeah. Well, this woman thinks it's this woman gets in the car. He's like, hey, you look great. And she says, oh, fucking smells in here. And she just storms right up. And do you know who that woman was, Clay?
I don't.
You don't know who that was?
You're gonna
That
tell me.
I am going to tell you. Because it made me happy. Her name is Joyce Lipinski Lewis, Richard Lewis's real life wife.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Yeah, so all that talk about her being the one and how pretty she was, like that, like I feel like that was kind of an inside thing
That's really
that
sweet.
they got her to play this woman. And if that is, I mean, I don't know if Lewis will be back. There's two more episodes. If that is the final time we see Lewis, I love it. That was fitting.
He's got to be in the finale.
It's
Come
perfect.
on.
But you're right. Yeah, he's got to be in the finale. But what a great moment. He
Is
must
nice.
have just
Yeah.
loved doing that. You know, like he probably knew he didn't have a lot of time left, you know?
I think he knew that before they started filming.
Right.
That's why, like, you see him, like, in, and we're not gonna get all sad here, but that's why you see
No.
him, like, mostly, like, in the car or in the golf cart, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or
Yeah, he
sitting down
doesn't.
at dinner, or, at lunch. You
Yeah,
know, he's
he's
just
not.
like sitting at the
Yeah.
AA meeting. He's standing up for a little bit, but yeah, he was
Right,
very sweet.
right. Yeah. But I mean, what a great thing to have his wife play, to play with his wife in that one scene, as brief as it was. But yeah,
Very
so
nice,
that
very
was very
touching.
lovely.
Yeah, I don't ride the IMDb as much as you do about the
Well, I was just curious. No, because I actually looked in the credits. You know, they played the credits and they're like, blah, blah, blah. And they said, Joyce Lipinski Lewis as Lewis's date. And I was like, Lewis? Wait a minute. And I looked her up, not on IMDb, but I just Googled. And yeah, she was in.
Nice.
Yeah, that's his
nice.
Wife. So
nice one.
Very cool. Yeah, and she's pretty quiet. Yeah, it was. I love the way she just said, fucking stinks in here. Like she
said. Right.
Yeah.
And then so when they before they cut away and Lewis is just in the car, he's just doing this
Yeah, he's trying to smell.
He's just doing the sniff sound.
He did say earlier that he was trying. There was a chance that he could have surgery to fix his sense of smell.
He'd go to Europe and get.
He'd have to go to like Switzerland. He's like, I'm not sure if I'm gonna go.
He's like, there's no smell surgery.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. Lewis will probably be back, but even so, that's probably one of the last times we see him, and he got to play off his wife. So,
well, Lewis centric moment, you know, all the world that.
It was great. This whole episode was great. I love this one. Classic. I love Conan, obviously. Steve Buscemi, as we mentioned. So this was a great one. So.
And this time I did stay after the credits and we watched the.
Yes. Deleted.
We watched the preview for next episode and crossover with Vampire Council.
I know. Go listen to that now if you like Matt Berry. I was like, whoa, it's Laszlo.
Yeah, and he's gonna be starring in a movie based on the Waze app.
Yeah,
I'm gonna feature. Be in a feature.
A feature based on the Waze. He's like, it doesn't sound like a very good idea. But also, yeah, we're talking about kind of keeping it relevant or whatever. There is a bit with Jeff and Larry, and Jeff says Susie has COVID, so she has to stay upstairs. And Jeff gets downstairs because they had to isolate. And
yeah,
it's like,
it's Jeff world down here.
It's Jeff world down here. So, classic. But also the episode, according to IMDb, which I know, yes, I live on. It's called Ken and Kendra, or Ken slash Kendra. Sort of like Glenn or Glenda, I feel
okay.
like. You know,
yeah.
The Ed Wood movie. And it says, a misunderstanding with Cheryl's masseuse threatens Larry's public image. The public's perception of Larry then sinks even lower when he gives the wrong person COVID. Oh, he gives COVID to someone.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Well, there we go. So they're going to cover that before the end of the season. The end of the series. Yeah. Guess, great. I have to relive that. Oh, no. But I feel like, I don't know if this is a thing they're doing intentionally or just like they're putting all these. I mean, every season has like funny guest stars, but this one, it's like we got to get everybody in before the end. Like Steve Buscemi and Matt Berry and Conan. It's great.
Yeah, they got to get them all in.
Got to get them all in. There's only a couple left. So I'm very excited. Also a little sad, obviously. I'm going to be writing for my Substack.
Substack?
A sort of Curb ending, sort of a post, a tribute to the end of Curb.
Very well.
Yeah, if you don't.
Or reading that.
Go it sometime. I'll get it out in the next couple weeks.
All right. You going to wait to the end, or are you going to?
No, I'll just put it.
Before, penultimate post.
As soon as it's
the ultimate Durson.
Yes, the ultimate Durson will do the ultimate post. I don't know when it will come out. When it's done, like I said, maybe this week, whatever. But it's sort of about like, I mean, obviously it's because my Seinfeld fandom goes all the way back to the like 1989, the beginning of Seinfeld. And then that went to 1998. And then there were like a couple years and then Curb started in 2000. Now, I didn't have HBO back then, but I knew of this show And then, of course, Larry's taken a few breaks over the years, but like it's been, this is like almost 35 years of this
Yeah.
kind of show, you know?
About nothing.
About nothing. Exactly. And these people that I sort of feel some sort of connection to, you know, like weirdly enough. And there's a lot of times you and I talk a lot, and it's like, oh, that's this is such a Curb thing, or you know what I mean? Like something that would happen
Oh,
to Larry.
yeah.
You know what I mean? So I've always felt this connection. And now, like, yeah, there won't be new adventures. So I'm a little sad.
Well, I mean, I honestly was surprised that they did this season or the last season. You know, I thought it was, I thought we were done for. We're done for. We're
You're
done
right.
for.
You're right. So these have already been sort of bonus seasons, I guess. Anyway, look for that Substack,
Very well.
Durson.substack.com. Follow me and do all that other stuff. Also, follow us on YouTube, as Clay has been very busy over there. As we just said, we've got a lot of episodes, including all
Well,
those What We
mostly
Do in the
it's just
Shadows.
another place where all of our podcasts will now always be there. It's just like another spot. Like you put it on Spotify, we put it on the site, and now we're just kind of like, it's almost like an archive that if you want to listen to, it's an option to listen to the YouTube version, which is not us on camera, but just like the audio version is up there. So it's just another spot. A Google Podcast went away, so this is kind of the replacement. I think that's kind of the intention. So
I like
all
it.
our stuff's there. And
Very
Spotify and
nice.
Apple Podcasts and Stitcher
Right?
and all sorts of other places.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but you put like, you know, you put a lot of effort into it. I want people to see, you know, you have the cool images and the little, how do I call that little register thing down there where it goes like, you know.
Oh yeah, kind of
Yeah.
like the sound waves. Yeah,
Yeah, sound
that's
waves and
all
stuff.
easy to do. The
Ah,
hard stuff
well.
is like editing all the audio, but
Yeah,
you know,
that's for
it
sure.
gets done between the two of
It
us.
gets done. You're right.
Yeah, we
So,
both do it. We both do it.
well, that's a count. So yeah, take a listen. Hope you enjoy it. Listen to all of our stuff. And yeah, two more episodes of Curbcast until we start doing other stuff, which we have talked about. So there may be more Curbcast, but
Yeah.
two more
I mean,
new
you.
show recaps.
Yeah, I feel like we should watch, definitely watch the pilot, if nothing else.
Right.
You
Yeah,
know,
that sounds good. And
might
like that
the wound
movie.
might be a little too fresh right after the series ends, but
Right.
I feel like we should go, okay, let's go back and watch the pilot. Because that guy that directed the last episode, or no, he directed this episode.
Yeah,
He was
Robert.
the
Yeah.
one
Right.
that did the pilot.
Yeah, can you, wow, been there since the beginning.
Yeah.
So very cool. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out, as we like to say here, the Curb
Yeah.
Cast.
Thanks, listen, everybody. Talk to you later. See you at the club.
See you at the club.
I know, I don't have clearance, no clearance, I have no clearance. My car, the battery died. My
This
car.
is my house!
No, oh, I understand. My car broke down, it's an emergency.
This is completely unauthorized!
Yeah, can I get an emergency clearance exemption?
There's no such thing!
They think that you can
You
make.
gotta go through the levels!
I can't, it's an emergency!